This is Pastor Terry Cheek. Today is Monday, July 27, 2015, and you are listening to Crisis and Concern. There are many very hot topics rolling around in our landscape today. Many of them are affecting the church and how the church functions and what the church does and how the church does it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the church is somehow governed by the affairs and the events of the world. But nonetheless, we do and we are required to live in the world, and we are required to be inside the world, but we're not supposed to be worldly. Now, you may say, well, I already know all of that, Pastor. You're telling me something I already know. Well, I don't mean to be hashing over old information, and I don't mean to be trying to talk down or browbeat anyone. But what I want the church to realize, our landscape today is much different than it was even a year ago. With the ruling of the Supreme Court over the same-sex marriage, with the bombardment of political correctness, with the demonization of Christianity, and that's exactly what's taking place. Christianity is being demonized by the progressives. And I say that intentionally, the progressives, because in reality, and bear with me to complete this statement, don't get all wigged out on me, if I can use a phrase from here in the Blue Ridge Mountains that's very popular still today. Christianity is very liberal. We are merciful. We are gracious. We are loving. We are kind. We are compassionate. We are liberal. Christians are liberal. We believe in helping people whenever opportunity is there to help. And when we can present the gospel and we can just wrap the loving arms of Jesus around someone. But what we're not is progressive, not in the way it's being practiced today. That doesn't mean we don't love the folks who are engaged in behaviors that the Bible calls sinful. And let me not mix words. The Bible does call homosexuality sinful. The Bible does call adultery sinful. The Bible does call all of the sins of bestiality and pedophilia, all of the horrible behaviors of mankind because of depravity, it is sinful. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners by nature. And that is all of us. It isn't just one or two. It is all of us. So how is that being manifest? And how does it affect the church? And how is the church to respond? Those are the big questions that we are engaged in today. And many in the Christian community are literally being turned upside down over it. As a matter of fact, I have noticed there have been a very large group, a very large number of pastoral openings where pastors, I don't know if it's just coincidence, or if there are pastors that are saying, hey, I've got my time in, I can retire, I'm retiring out of this and let someone else deal with it. You know, I don't know, but I know it is that unnerving, because at no time in the history of mankind has the pastorate been elevated to such a responsible position just because of legal and legislative and judicial mandates. You see, now the pastor is not only a spiritual leader, but the pastor has to assume the administrative task of juggling the legalities of what is said, what is done, what is practiced, and do it in a manner that still reaches people for Jesus Christ without compromising the gospel. So let's take a few minutes this afternoon on this post, and let's look at a few things that are taking place. First, we need to realize the importance of the videotaping of the Planned Parenthood thing. and what it really says to us and about us as Christians and how we respond as Christians. Every one of us that has kept up with Planned Parenthood and has stayed on top of the what it really stands for and where it is going understands that Planned Parenthood is nothing more than a nonprofit front for abortion. That's all it is. Sugarcoat it any way you may, hire all of the writers to write all of the legal mumbo jumbo that goes into it and all the marketing and everything, it is still nothing more than organized abortion, murder of infant children. And now we find out that they have been selling the baby parts. And they say, well, it isn't for profit. And, well, you know, let's just listen to the videos ourselves. And that's what I encourage you to do. I encourage you to listen to those videos if you haven't already done so. Obviously, they're haggling price, they're haggling compensation for these things. And, you know, it is what it is. One sin feeds off of another sin. You have very wealthy doctors providing abortion and murder. They're being paid to do the abortion, or they're being paid to tear apart these infants. And now they're being paid to sell, Planned Parenthood is being paid to sell the parts to scientific research or whatever they do with them. I don't care what they do with them. It is wrong. The bottom line, it is wrong. And now we have all of this on video and on audio. And what are we going to do about it? Oh, we will go berserk over many things. The media will. The progressive media will just go crazy over anything that deals with a Christian, with a pastor, with a church, with anything of that nature to belittle and tear down Christianity. But when it comes to saving the lives of innocent unborn children, we have a totally different scenario and situation. We don't see much of this on the mainstream media, and I have a feeling we're not going to. It is a very sensitive subject at best, and it is a very horrid subject in the reality once it's studied and once it's accepted and once it's understood. So friends, let's be in prayer. As the church, how do we handle Planned Parenthood? How do we handle all of this as a Christian? First of all, we cannot be angry. We can be upset, we can have righteous indignation, we can be hurt, we can be troubled, but we must not go after Planned Parenthood in anger. And those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look at the Sermon on the Mount, and when we hear Jesus talk about anger and about murder, Jesus doesn't talk about just the act of murder, but he talks about the anger that precedes the action itself. Does that mean that if we are angry, we will go out and we will murder someone in Planned Parenthood? No, not necessarily, but let me say this. There are some folks out there that are inside of churches and inside of the Christian movements, and they are emotionally disturbed enough to really feed off of this. And that's not speaking to Christianity. That is speaking to the emotional illness and the mental health of some of the folks that are out there. They're looking for a reason to behave erratically under anything, whether it's Christianity, whether it's liberalism, whether it is progressive movements, whether it is conservative politics. It doesn't matter. They're just looking for a reason. And we don't want to fuel that in anyone. We want to prayerfully, we want to lovingly, we want to kindly reach out to these folks with Jesus Christ. Remember, they are lost. And not only are they lost, they are apostate in their beliefs and in their practices. They are horrible. I want to take just a moment. I'm going to pull up something in my Bible, and I want to share it with you. And I know I don't do a lot of this on our Crisis and Concern broadcast, but today I think it is something that is something that is very necessary and something that is very, very needed. So just give me, bear with me, please, for just a moment. And I want to go to the book of Romans. Maybe you would like to turn with me. Find your Bible and turn with me, please, to the book of Romans. And I believe I want to go to chapter 1. And I want to see some things. Yes, I do. I want to be in chapter 1, and I'm going to be reading from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And then Paul continues, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to regain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, and every envy and murder and debate and deceit and malignity and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That, listeners, is a very vivid picture of America today, and of really the world that we live in. We have moved from having burning desires and lust for the opposite sex to having burning desires and lust for the same sex. And we have knowing in our hearts, we are born with a knowledge of God, and we are born with a knowledge that there is a Creator and that there is someone who is higher and mightier and greater than we. But we choose to ignore Him. And I say we, I'm talking about all of us. Before we are born again, if you're saved today, if you're regenerated through salvation in Jesus Christ, praise God for that. Praise God for it. But remember, before you came to know Jesus, you were in danger of, if not traveling down this road. Are you reprobate? There are reprobate people today. Those people, some of the folks that are in this Planned Parenthood thing, some folks that are in with all of this behavior that's going on today in the same-sex movements and all of the publicity and the political correctness that's going on around us. Unfortunately, it's sad to say, but they are of a reprobate mind. They are of a reprobate mind. And He has turned them, God has turned them over to do the things which are not convenient. as the church, we have to understand this, and we have to understand that it's important that we do not compromise the Word of God, but it's important that we go after those men and women and boys and girls that can be saved, and that we bring them the good news of Jesus Christ, and that we just depend upon the Holy Spirit to use the words of God and the love of God to touch hearts and lives. We don't give up. We don't give up on God. We don't give up on Jesus Christ. We don't give up upon our calling. We stand fast. We stand fast. Well, my time has came and gone. I didn't get to cover everything I wanted, but praise God, we got some of His Word in today anyway. I hope you enjoy this broadcast. I hope you listen, and I hope you share it with others, and may it reach out and touch others with the good news of Jesus Christ, because it is in His name that we do these things. We want to reach the lost, and we want to encourage you, the church, the Christian, the body of Christ, to stay strong in what you're doing, to pray, to lift up ministries and lift up those that are doing the work of God, to support them prayerfully, to support them by spreading and advertising them to others and sending the messages out. SermonAudio.com is loaded with great godly messages and ministers. And I would appreciate any support that you could give prayerfully, any kind words you could give, any encouragement, any sharing of any message or any broadcast. Until next week, may God bless you, is my prayer.